The lesson I have this morning is one of those lessons that I have to confess I struggle with from time to time. It's one of those things that just kind of out of nowhere, it happens. We've talked about it a little bit this morning. And that is, let's see if I can get this thing fired up here. As we're told in Philippians 2 and verse 14, Paul, now you need to do all things without murmuring. That's what the Lord tells me. I don't know about you, but I get caught up sometimes. I just wake up, maybe I'm not in the proper attitude, just don't feel good that morning, and I begin to murmur and moan and groan. We murmur because it rained all day yesterday, and I don't like that. Now we're going to murmur today that, oh, well, the sun's out and insects are going to start coming out. It's going to get too hot. Who knows why? But it doesn't really much matter. One day from another, there's always something to murmur about. As we're told there in Philippians 2 and 14, it says, do all things without murmuring and disputings. But we're really going to focus on murmuring here this morning. As we consider here, what is murmuring? It's amazing how often it's made reference to in the Bible. As we look, murmuring is a grumbling and complaining about one's current situation in life, be it good, be it bad, you know. There's usually discontentment and dissatisfaction that follows along with it. We've all experienced those, haven't we? I'm sure you have. Also, we see murmur is used quite often as we look in Matthew and Luke and John and 1 Corinthians. We also see murmurings found in John, Acts, Philippians, 1 Peter. And we see murmurers. That's me. Sometimes I'm guilty that I become a murmurer. That's found in Jude 16. So, who murmurs is the question. I already confessed I do. But as we look into God's Word, we see the Israelites, as they're wandering through the wilderness, and this is what we're studying right now, by the way, on Sunday morning class, they murmured quite extensively. And we'll look at a few of these. We may not get to them all. But in Exodus 15 and verse 24, we're told there, and the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? They were out in the wilderness. They were concerned about getting drink. Exodus 16, verse 2, and the whole congregation of the children of Israel, what did they do? They murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Oh, woe is us, you brought us out in this hot, dusty land. And verse 27 of the same chapter, we're told there. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day. Where am I at here? 27? Oh, that's wrong one. 7 through 9 of chapter 16. In the morning, when then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord, and what are we that ye murmur against us? And Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to be full. For that the Lord heareth your murmurings, which ye murmur against him, and which are, and what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses spake unto Aaron, saying, unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. Yes, God hears us when we're murmuring, just like his people, the Israelites. Chapter 17 and verse 3, we're told there, and the people thirsted for water. There's a dry, dusty land. And the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is it that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? Yes, we see God's people murmured time and time and time again as they were being led to the promised land. And I have to admit, I attended a funeral yesterday, and it just brings it to reality that I too am headed to the promised land, whatever that might be. We need to be mindful that we follow God's will. Be mindful that God is God, and all things are not going to be perfect. The Jews also, they didn't like the way Jesus conducted himself and what he taught and things of that nature. They murmured against him constantly. Jews, his very own people, murmured against Jesus. As we see there in Luke 5, verse 30, but their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, why do ye eat and drink with publicans and with sinners? Yes, the scribes and the Pharisees murmured, saying, why, Jesus, why do your disciples eat and drink with these people? They're lowlifes, they're publicans, they're tax collectors. They are very sinners. We also see in Luke 15 and 2, again, and the Pharisees, those that knew so much of the law, that were so intelligent, so great, so mighty, and the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners, and even eateth with them. That's just not right. We also see in Luke 19 and 7. Let's go on there. As we see there, Jesus is with Zacchaeus. As we begin there in verse 7. And when he saw it, or when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he has gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Yes, Jesus associated, went with those that were sinners time and time again. As we see in the book of John, the Gospel of John, John 6, 41, Jesus' very own people murmured. Then the Jews murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which come down from heaven. They murmured against Jesus over that, professing to be the bread which came down from heaven. Also, as we see in verse 43, and Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. Even those who followed Jesus, that were close to him, murmured, as we see in verse 61. And Jesus knew in himself that his disciples, yes, his disciples, disciples the ones which followed Jesus, murmured. He said unto them, does this offend you, that I profess and proclaim I am the bread of life? What's wrong? Yes, the Jews did not like Jesus, did not like his actions, did not like his teachings, and they murmured against him. We also see false teachers of the day. They too also murmured against Jesus. As we see in Jude 16, we're told there in Jude that these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their very own lusts, these false teachers, these that were teaching Judaism and things of that nature. And their mouth speaketh great swelling words. We got a bunch of those in our society today. They speak many great flowery words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. They'd much rather complain against Jesus so that they might have the great admirations of man. So, we even find it in the New Testament church. Murmurs, as we see here in Acts 6 and 1. And in those days, when the number of disciples were multiplied, there aroused a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews. Them against me, you know, huh? Because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Yes, even in that very first century church, we find murmurs taking place. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians. No, I'm not just going to read 10:10. But 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and we're going to start in the very first verse. 1 Corinthians 10, beginning verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Jesus, or Christ. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day, 320,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him thinketh that he standeth take heed lest he fall. For hath no temptation taken you but such as common man. For God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Yeah? In the New Testament church, there were those that murmured. Again, as we look at Philippians 2 and 14, we are there, again, told, not repeating this, we are to do all things without murmuring and disputing. How oftentimes do we hear that going on within the very Lord's body? 1 Peter 4 and 9, we are to be a people that use hospitality one to another without grudging this, without grudging, having ill feelings, murmuring. So, why do we murmur? Well, because of a lack of joy. Lack of joy. We see that oftentimes in God's people as they were out wandering in the wilderness. In Exodus 15:24, and the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink? What shall we drink?" They had forgotten about the very fact that Moses brought them out of bondage. And now they're out there fussing, murmuring, complaining, disputing, because I'm thirsty. Also, they were not happy with that. They had a lack of faith. That's very obvious, as we see here in Exodus 16 and verse 3. When one has a lack of faith, we find murmuring working its way in. And the children of Israel said in Exodus 16 and verse 3, and the children of Israel said unto them, "Would God we have died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread at the full? For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Oh, Moses, what are you doing to us? In verse 12, God says, "I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, speaking unto them, saying, at even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God." Yes, God's people lack faith. The psalmist also records in Psalms 106, verses 24 and 25. "Yea, they despised the pleasant land and believed not his word." Talk about God's people now. Israelites that was wandering around. "But murmured in their tents and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord." Yes, I wonder how many of us murmuring here, when we have this bountiful feast in this wonderful land that we have, that we oftentimes are found murmuring, God hears us in our houses. When we murmur, God hears that. We need to be mindful of that. It's nothing more than a display of lack of faith. Also, murmuring is generated because of lack of gratitude. I believe that wholeheartedly. As we're told there in Numbers 11 and verse 1, just as God's people. Numbers 11 verse 1, we're told there, "And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord." You hear that? When the people complained, it displeased the Lord. "And the Lord heard it. And his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt upon them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp." You can run, but you can't hide. That's scary, isn't it? We also see Numbers, well, let's move on, 11 and 6. "But now our soul is dried away. I have no more to give. I just can't do it. There is nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes." You know, God will sustain us if we but strive to be a servant unto him. We obey him. We talked about that a little bit this morning in class. God can do anything. He can do everything. But he's not going to do it for you. You're going to have to take the accountability for yourself. You're going to take the commitment for yourself unto the Lord. He's not going to do it for you. You must show the gratitude. Oh, this manna. I'm sick of manna. I'm sick of chicken and rice. We've heard that lesson, right? Well, we're murmuring when we do that. Also, I feel murmuring is brought on by a lack of focus in Numbers 14. Look at verses 2 and 3 there. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we have died in this wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and the children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return to or into Egypt? We see in verse 36, the spies brought back a survey of the land, the promised land. Some was good, but most of it was bad. People lack focus. As I mentioned a while ago, a dear friend of mine was buried yesterday. He is at the end of the line. He has made his life, be it good or be it bad. God has promised us a mansion in heaven. God has promised us that he will wipe away all tears. God has promised us that we can have a place where we will no longer be burdened with the heat of the noonday sun. We must always be mindful, irregardless what our state and condition of life may be in here upon this low and sinful land, we have a far better and exceeding place waiting for us. So why should we murmur? You know, why should we murmur? We lack focus. We also lack humility. As we consider here in Deuteronomy 1, verses 26 and 27. Notwithstanding, ye would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. Ye have murmured in your tents and said, because the Lord hate us. He has brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Well, my Lord brought me out of the bondage of sin. We need to not lose sight of that. We must always be mindful of where we came from. We need to humble ourselves before the Lord, for he knows what we were better than we know ourselves, you know. But when we begin to lack a humble heart, that's when we begin to moan and groan and murmur. So, in closing thought here, perhaps we need to consider, when might you be prone, more likely to murmur? I know when I am. Maybe we are more prone to murmur when we have some very difficult teaching to have to deal with. Jesus taught that he was the very bread of life here, as we see in John 6 and verse 61. And when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? You know, we need to be careful. God's word is truth. It doesn't change. It is unchanging. Whether you like it or not, it says what it says. It may not be very palatable sometimes. When we encounter difficult teachings, we begin to murmur, moan and groan, oftentimes leading to disputes. Perhaps we are more susceptible to murmuring when we're called upon to do some difficult duties. Now you can ask Diane. I murmur when she calls on me to do something I don't want to do. You know what I mean? I make it difficult, but it's really not. What are we doing? In Acts 6 and verse 1, we're told there that in those days when the number of the disciples were multiplied there in Jerusalem, there arose great murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews. Why was that? Because they were not taking care, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministrations. You know, I just don't want to go do that today. I don't want to go visit. I don't want to call on the sick. I don't want to address these cards. I don't want to mail out these flyers. I don't want to go call and visit on so-and-so because they have not been faithful lately. I don't want it, don't want it, don't want it, don't want it. Any time that we enter into difficult duties, we want to murmur. And we need to be mindful that God does not like that, does not appreciate that at all. And, yes, there are times we may murmur because we're in some very precarious or difficult circumstance, maybe brought on by some previous action that we did or some action of someone else. But we like to murmur in those times. As you see there, and we looked at earlier, 1 Corinthians 10:10. We oftentimes murmur with difficult people. And I have to confess, this might be one of the buttons that pushes me sometimes. That I just don't understand why they don't get it. Why do they have to make it so difficult? Why do they have to be so stubborn? As we see in Jude 16, there were those false teachers, very difficult people. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and that their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Yes, we're going to run into these difficult people in our lives. Well, hold on a minute. So, let us not ignore murmuring as if there's nothing wrong with that. Let us see the very danger and the harm and the very cancer that is taking over you when we begin to murmur to ourselves, to the church. Let us remove murmuring so that we can be the type of people that the Lord wants us to be, that we might be blameless, that we might be the light of the world, that we may be in service unto Him. Therefore, we may find the joy in being in service unto Him. As we're told there in Philippians 2, verses 15 through 18. Let's read that. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation or nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world. So therefore that we are holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither have I labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered up the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and I rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. We need to remove this stigma, this tumor called murmuring that's affecting us spiritually. Until we do, we cannot be called blameless. Until we get rid of the murmuring, we cannot be the true light of the world that God wants us, you and I, to be. Until we cease the murmuring, the complaining, the disputing, we cannot be of service unto God as He wants us to be. And until we cease the murmuring and disputings, you certainly will not have the joy in your life that God wants you to have. So, let us do all things without murmuring and disputing. It's not easy, I know. Remember how God looks at murmuring. If there should be anyone here this morning who has not been obedient to the gospel, I'd like to encourage you to do so before it's everlasting too late. God wants all to be saved. He does not wish any to be lost. All things are ready. Hear His word this morning while there's yet time and opportunity. Be willing to repent of your sins. Turn away from them. Be willing to confess that Jesus is the Son of God before men here. Be willing to be buried with Him in that watery grave of baptism so that you may be raised up in a new creature. All things are ready. What's stopping you this morning? Nothing but you. If you have been obedient, but you've allowed this trials of this world to get you down, you find yourself disgruntled, you begin to murmur, begin disputing things, you need to come back unto the Lord. Be that example. Be that service that He wants you to be so that you might have that joy in your life. If there should be anyone here have a need, we'll be happy to pray for you, pray with you. If you would, please come forward. While together, we stand and sing.